Jim Pinkerton worked in the domestic policy office at the White House under Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush. He was there in 1980, 84, 88, 92 presidential campaigns as well. And the secret he's going to share today is directional investing, making money amidst the red-blue rumble because there's a lot of divide in this country. How do you survive it financially? Jim, good to have you back on the program. Thank you for being here. Give me an idea, sir. Look, there's a lot of divide, a lot of separation in this country, a lot of things that people don't agree on. How do you make money in this environment?
Well, for example, if you were on top of the trend of Disney having trouble with wokeness, you would say, you know, Disney is no longer going to be able to sell movies to the entire country, and it's going to destroy its, you know, Star Wars franchise, for example. And so the stock is down 40% in the last 3 years. So you can then say you could short the stock or do a put on the stock, as they say, and you can make just as much money when a stock goes down or when it goes up.
Well, that's true, but that's a lot of predicting for the average guy. How does the average guy look at this and say, all right, we've got this wokeness over here, this conservative America First over here? How does the average guy walk in and say, look, I'm going to put my money here because I feel it's a good bet?
Well, the idea is that you're observing the trends, hence the title of the book, Directional Investing. What's the direction of the trend? And one of the clear trends of our time is the red-blue split and the polarization. And again, it's not as if all the country is conservative. It's not. It's about half liberal. So a national brand, say headquartered in New York, or at least with this advertising in New York, is going to look at their country through a blue prism and say, well, of course, you know, Bud Light drinkers want, you know, a transgender as the spokesperson for the brand, and that'll blow up in their face and make a major opportunity for not only to short a Anheuser-Busch stock or InBev stock, but also to look at new rivals to it and say, listen, those guys aren't woke. They're going to do pretty well. It's just it's a matter of observing the trends. You see, look, what do people like and not like? And that becomes the basis of a way of thinking about investing.
Where are some of the guidelines and the trends that you're seeing today? I mean, obviously, Anheuser-Busch, we know about what happened there. We know what's happened at Disney looking backwards. But looking forward, what do you see?
Well, probably the biggest investment play in the country is BlackRock, you know, the New York City-based investment house, which is, you know, assets somewhere near $10 trillion. And they have clearly gone into ESG and all this corporate social responsibility and so on. And so they are, you know, making choices, and it's blowing up now on them as states like Texas and West Virginia withdraw their pension funds from it. So as I say in the book, if BlackRock becomes BlueRock, then there's an opportunity for a RedRock. And you're seeing that in places like Florida and Texas, where big investors like, you know, Ken Griffin and Carl Icahn and Evergreen Investments are leaving, you know, high tax blue states to go to red states. And I think you'll see a new, you know, Wall Street emerging in those places, including something as simple as an investment play. You know, real estate in Palm Beach, Florida has tripled in the last, 5 years, even as, you know, the price of office buildings in places like Chicago and Detroit have fallen, you know, 80 or 90.
Well, that's true around the country. I mean, commercial real estate is worth a nickel in San Francisco today. I mean, the place is abandoned downtown. Commercial real estate, since people went home to go to work and didn't return to the office, I wouldn't want to be holding commercial real estate today, would you?
No, I wouldn't. And unless, of course, you see a trend going away from it. I mean, people do like to work in groups, and they do like to go to restaurants and so on. So were a city to get control of its crime rate, I think that you can see a comeback. I mean, you know, San Francisco, you know, has been hit hard on all this stuff, and yet the tech boom is so strong out there, the AI and everything, that you can still see signs of life in it. So, again, the issue is, you know, and again, there's from an ordinary investor's point of view, you're not going to buy an office building somewhere, but you could buy a real estate investment trust. And so if you look at the political leadership of a given city and say, you know, I think those guys will turn it around. I think they will make the city safe once again. I think you could make the bet that it's going to go up, not down.
Well, here's something, and you mentioned Detroit. And I had seen this headline, just went back and pulled it back out. Detroit home values increased on average 23% in 2023, up 23%. You could make some real money in Detroit 23, 24. Maybe right now is the time to invest in Detroit because property values there hit rock bottom and then they're on their way up now.
But maybe, and again, I speculate in the book that, you know, the trend towards destroying the cities with these George Soros prosecutors was so strong and pronounced that you almost wonder if it wasn't its own kind of investment play. And that is drive the price of these cities down to, you know, to near zero in some cases, and then fix the crime issue and watch the values go up again. Again, the best example is San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco is probably the most naturally beautiful, you know, city in the world, and there's no, and it's got the tech industry behind it. Well, you sort of could see how drive it down to zero, buy up everything at a song, and then watch it go back up again. That's the sort of investment play.
Ride the wave. Ride the wave. Jim Pinkerton, greatly appreciate it. Thank you for being here. The secret of directional investing, making money amidst the red-blue rumble. That is the story here. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.
So, you know, hedge your bet on the woke policies. I don't disagree with what he's saying there at all. All right, I don't disagree with what he's saying there at all. Give your animals the very best. Great Lakes Pet Food, the best dog food you're going to own, made in West Michigan. Ivy and I went looking for dog food made in America. We found dog food made right here close to home in West Michigan. It's made from the highest quality pork, chicken, and turkey. GreatLakesPetFood.com is the dog food we have used for years. Cody is now past 15. Never thought she'd see 14. She's now past 15. Variety of reasons. Good food and good nutrition is one of them. Michigan-made GreatLakesPetFood.com. Have it delivered right to your doorstep. You're going to be pleased with how that works out. I'll be right back.